first thing he did, it seems, when he was given the ring, a magic ring, you understand, was to summon up a beautiful woman. The most beautiful he could imagine. And they were wonderfully happy and lived alone on a light blue southern island.
Ah.
And one day, he explained to her that with the ring, he could grant her anything she wanted. And she asked him to build her a city. So he caused the city to grow up out of the sea, full of churches and echoing courtyards, and quite empty. She was so delighted with it that he granted her another wish, and she asked for a ship. So he gave her a magnificent galleon, which needed no crew to look after the silk hangings and golden figurehead. It seemed to give her such happiness that he decided to grant her one more wish. One more wish, he said. I will grant you one more wish. Give me the ring, she said. He gave it to her. She smiled serenely at him and threw it into the sea. At once she disappeared. The ship disappeared, and the city slowly sank back under the water. For a long time after that, the man sat looking out to sea without moving. And finally, he began to weep, because he understood what he had done, and that now he would be alone forever. That was it. Something like that. Colour is what's missing. Colour. That's what this stuff gives you. Thick colours you can smell and hear. Otherwise, everything is grey and dull. I want to go somewhere I can get it without this. South. Away from the dusty mantelpiece of Europe. If I may so express myself. Let's leave. I've always wanted to see the sea. We can't possibly go on as we are, can we? I mean, let's leave. God, my hands are cold. But can't we leave?
Here?
Paris. Well, we certainly can't go on as we are. It's been dragging on for months as it is. You can't keep sending me home whenever she threatens a divorce and summoning me back when the coast looks clear. What's needed, if I may use a crude term I know you find distasteful, is a decision.
Ah, decisions.
Yes.
I always say, show me a decisive man and I'll show you a fool.
Wishful thinking.
Anyway, she's not very well at the moment.
I'm not surprised if you keep setting fire to her.
I haven't set fire to her since May. It's not very funny.
It's pathetic. Pathetic. Your acts of violence are always curiously disgusting.
What do you mean?
They're not clean. You're always in a drunken stupor when you commit them. You beat up Mathilde, or hit me, or throw your son against the wall, and then you start apologizing and groveling.
I don't like hurting people.
Then don't. And if you do, do it coolly, and don't insult your victim by feeling sorry for him afterwards.
I don't think I ever told you about the most terrible of my little tantrums. When I attacked my brother and sisters.
I didn't think you had any.
Oh, yes. Like you, I have one brother and two sisters. The difference between mine and yours is that mine are dead. My mother had three miscarriages before I was born. And being of a rather morbid turn of mind,